الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. باب ذكر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة رضي الله عنهم في الكتب المتقدمة على القرآن. أخرج أحمد عن عطاء بن يسار قال: لقيت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما، فقلت: أخبرني عن صفات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في التوراة. فقال: أجل، والله إنه لموصوف في التوراة بصفته في القرآن: يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وحرزا للأميين، أنت عبدي ورسولي، سميتك المتوكل، لا فظ ولا غليظ ولا صخاب في الأسواق، ولا يدفع بالسيئة السيئة، ولكن يعفو ويغفر، ولن يقبضه الله حتى يقيم أو صلى سيدنا محمد لا لا
ماذا بعد
ربما يكون فيه خطأ، لكن يعني يوجد يعني يقيم بالواو،
عرفت كيف؟ الكلمة التي بعدها
الملة العجاء
حتى يقيم. هناك أن مضمرة بعد حتى، يعني حتى أن يقيم.
لا، لكن هو في صيغة الجمع هذه المشكلة. ربما يكون خطأ في الكتاب، إن شاء الله نحققه بعد الدرس إن شاء الله. حتى ربما يكون يقيم الملة العوجاء، حتى يقيم الملة العوجاء، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن يقول لا إله إلا الله يفتح به أعين عمياء وآذان سمى وقلوب غلفاء، وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So just as a note, sometimes there's mistakes in the tahqiq of the book, that's okay. Don't throw stuff out though unless you're sure, because it's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and unless you're like nahu and your stuff is, you know, really good, don't throw guesses out. It's something bad. It's from the bab of tahsibunahu hayyanan wa huwa 'inda Allahi 'azim. Unless you actually, you don't know what you're talking about, a person should be careful about it. Wallahu a'lam. We can inshallah make tahqiq later. There's nothing wrong with looking up something a second time. But this is a chapter regarding the mention of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the books that came before the Quran. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, he narrates from the Shaykh of the Tabi'een, Ata bin Yasar, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with him, who said, I met Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And I asked him a question. So Abdullah bin Amr bin As is an interesting Sahabi. He accepted Islam at a very young age, and he accepted Islam like a decade or more before his father did. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, over a decade before his father did. And there is only 13 years of age difference between him and his father. So the two of them lived together like companions for most of their lives. And he was one of the 10 people who knew how to read and write when Iqra came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so he was a person who had learning. He was a very learned person for the purposes of Quraysh, and he had learning of the books that came before, from before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised as a Nabi and given wahi. And so Ata bin Yasar asks Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, tell me about the attributes of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are described in the Torah, because the bashara of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given in the Torah and in the Injil as well. And so, because he was knowledgeable about the Torah, he said ajal. He said yes, I will do so. And the word ajal, the difference, the Ahlul Lughah say the difference between the word ajal and na'am is the answer to a yes or no question, whereas ajal is to say yes, to affirm a statement. Even if it's not from a yes or no question. He says, Ajal, wallahi, innahu lamawsufun fit Torah. He says, yes, indeed, by Allah, he is described in the Torah with some of his sifat that are given in the Quran as well. And then he read from Surah Al-Ahzab, O Prophet, verily we sent you as a witness and as a bearer of glad tidings and as a warner. وَحِرْزًا لِلْأُمِّيِّينَ And as a protector for the unlettered, the one who's there to protect the weak and the unlearned and the simple people, the simpletons that people usually take advantage of, right? It's a saying in English, they say there's a sucker born every minute as a matter of opportunity for unscrupulous people. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there to protect those people. You are my slave and you are my messenger, and I give you the name Al-Mutawakkil, meaning the one who trusts upon me. And you won't be a harsh person, nor will you be so hard-hearted. I mean, literally, the ibara is ghalidul qalb, thick-hearted, but the meaning is hard-hearted. And you won't be one of those who walks around in the marketplaces and yells at people, as people who are, you know, angry people are wont to do. They walk around yelling at people. You won't be one of those people. And you're not going to repel an evil action with another evil action. Rather, you will overlook and you will forgive people. And then the statement is given that he will not be taken back by Allah Ta'ala until the crooked nation of people is straightened through him. And that they'll be straightened through him by what? By their statement of La ilaha illallah, that there's no God except for Allah, and through him blind eyes will see, and deaf ears will hear, and hard hearts will be opened again. And as a matter of note, this is actually from Isaiah in the Bible. You can look it up. The quotation is there. And the interesting thing is that the Christians, they say that this applies to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But in reality, in haqiqah, it doesn't. If you could see how it doesn't apply to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, because they're the ones who just celebrated Christmas, and they're the ones who said he died and was taken away, and he had almost no effect on his people at all. He only had his hawariyun with him, his disciples with him, and a small group of following. Majority of the people, the majority of people who followed him until after he left this world. Whereas it's very apt for our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was sent to a crooked people and he straightened them out from polytheism by having them say La ilaha illallah. And literally, since he left, every place where Islam went, you see that the people will testify to him and his effect of having opened the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf and the hard-hearted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, give us tawfiq of following sunnah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.